every day. And it amuses me that all these candidates, they just keep promising people more and more and more. And as I watch it, I think that's not really the problem that we have in America. We don't need more. We have so much stuff now, we can't even enjoy the people we love. What we need is more common sense. And seriously. So if I was running, what I would do is use some common sense and start taking away some of the stupid stuff we don't need. I'd call them no mores. Day number one, no more picking up dog poop. It's embarrassing. We are the top of the food chain. No other animal picks up another animal's poop. Monkeys pick up their own and throw it, but they're kind of the comedians of the animal world. And they're just trying to make the school kids laugh. But they have a rule in my neighborhood. If you walk your dog and your dog does his business in somebody else's yard, you need to get a little plastic bag, pick it up, and dispose of it. So you drive through my neighborhood and there's all these attractive women walking around with poo-poo purses. And I know the dogs are confused. The dog's like, wait a minute, you're taking it back home? Why did we have to walk 3 blocks? I could have pooped in the living room, saved us both some embarrassment. What a stupid rule. Why would they have us pick it up? It's fertilizer. It makes the grass grow. Lord, it's not like some child is going to step in it. A kid hadn't played in the yard since 1982. You know what's sad? We have an entire generation that has no idea how to get dog poop off the bottom of their shoe. But when I was growing up, we played in the yard every day. And every day, somebody stepped in dog poop. And when it was your turn, you knew what to do about it. You would hobble over to the curb and scrape the biggest part off on the edge of the curb. Then you would find a puddle and you would swirl the bottom of your shoe around in the puddle. Then limp over to the grass and do the brush stroke back and forth. Then you would find a little bitty piece of stick. And you would sit down on the curb and you would pick it out of the zigzag pattern on the bottom. Then you wore those shoes to church the next day. And nobody in that church knew you'd stepped in dog poop. So no more. No more picking up dog poop. No more sugar-free cookies. So, I mean, it's like going to the drive-in movie by yourself. You can do it, but it ain't ending in a smile. You're an adult. If you want a cookie, eat a cookie. If you want sugar-free, eat celery. Quit wasting valuable cookie dough on sugar-free cookies. Nobody likes them. Now, you hear this a lot in an election year like this year. All of them talk about the war on women. They each blame each other for having a war on women, which is stupid. This is a media thing. Nobody would have a war on women because they would never win an election. Common sense. If there is any war on women, it's men fighting with each other trying to get a woman. Because everybody loves women. And you know why every man wants a woman? Because women are in sole possession of the most valuable thing on the planet. A brain. These two guys are like, well, I miss that one. Well, guess what? They own all of that too. Which I think is part of God's great plan. See, I think God created women to guide men through life. But God knew men were hard-headed and men weren't going to listen to women. So God gave women the other stuff just to make us pay attention. I just think he may have underestimated how powerful the other stuff was going to be to us. Well, think about this. Adam and Eve live in the Garden of Eden. God says to them, you will never be hungry, you'll never be thirsty, you'll never be sick, you'll never die. I'm going to come by every afternoon and go for a walk with you. There's only one rule to live here. Don't eat the fruit off of that one tree. Now, God had no more than gotten in his car and driven off when Eve walked over to the tree and picked an apple.